Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
It's the Faux One Faux Hour at Faux, live from Catco Park, the home of the Lakeshore Chinooks on KBN.
Nook Nation, what's going on?
Nook Nation, baby.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Alex Stroph in for Brad Nortman. The poll is out on Twitter at KBN ESPN. Is this the most Brewers baseball you've ever watched in the month of June? Right now, 50-50, very early in the voting. Forward to seeing these results come in. I think you put it really nicely, Kyle, about what we're seeing. Like, it's so weird to be a fan of the Milwaukee Brewers and to have somebody like Jacob Mizorowski, who everywhere you look, you're seeing him. And it's not just in the state of Wisconsin. It's going to be the lead of ESPN. It's going to be the lead, like, when you open up your phone, your algorithms, if you like sports, naturally, there's going to be some statistic that is crazy about what he's been able to do in three starts. He's going to pop up in your feed. Has there ever been a more exciting young player? Like, when's the last time there was this much excitement for a young Milwaukee Brewer? 800-990-3776.
I can tell you, the last time the whole state was just so excited to see somebody was Ryan Braun. When Ryan Braun made his major league debut, everybody was excited to see exactly what he was going to do. But in between,
did he deliver this?
No. Ryan Braun, I believe he hit a home run in the first series he was in. He delivered. He definitely delivered. But this is different, because it's one thing when you deliver with good at-bats. It's another thing when you're a pitcher, you're on the mound, and you got to get guys out. You got to get three outs, and you're doing it by throwing 100 miles per hour. You're doing it by throwing a 92-mile-per-hour changeup. Like, it's crazy.
The 96 mile per hour cutter slash slider.
Yeah, like that is like, wow, that is must see TV. So the last time the Milwaukee Brewers had any type of anticipation or excitement for a player being called up to the majors, it was Ryan Braun. That was in like 2007, I want to say, or something like that. So that's how long it's been. It's been almost 20 years since we had this level of excitement. Jackson Churio, we were excited for, but he started the season with the Milwaukee Brewers. Jacob Mizorowski, he got called up. And he delivered for the Milwaukee.
Hold on a minute. Bumpster question for a moment. Because I think it's underselling.
I don't like when he says bumpster.
I needed to do it. It's the Faux One Faux Hour at Faux.
There it is.
I think we need to give Jacob Mizorowski the proper credit, which would be this. There has not been this much excitement for a singular Milwaukee Brewer since 2008 when CeCe Sabathia arrived.
Mm.
That's the last time the entire city rallied around a player the way I think Milwaukee is realizing the greatness of Jacob Mizorowski. And remember, that broke a 26-year drought of not making the postseason when Sabathia came to town. That's how good he was in his half season with the Milwaukee Brewers, and then obviously went on to sign that massive deal with the Yankees that following offseason. But there was insane excitement around him for obvious reasons. I think that's the level Jacob Mizorowski is at, and that might even be still underselling it.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be a Milwaukee Brewer, right? Like, you knew Sabathia was a rental. Right?
There was an expiration date.
The circumstances were so different. Like, Sabathia energized you because you're like, oh, man, we got this big horse out here. But Jacob Mizorowski is mesmerizing. I'm just like,
all right, let's take it a step further. Outside of baseball, when have you been this excited about a young player?
Oh, man.
The quarterbacks?
I think you eventually got there with Giannis.
You got there with Giannis, but Giannis'
it took
debut.
So long.
Jabari Parker's debut was probably something that was highly anticipated here in Milwaukee. But outside of that, man, because the Packers are always drafting, you know, in the 20s or in the high teens, and you got your quarterback sitting. This level
it's a good point from a Packers standpoint. Like, the quarterback is the king of all talk, unless you draft a defensive edge number one overall, which the Packers are never in a place to do so. I can't think. I mean, Jordan Love's debut, not when it was the Chiefs, but when he was the starter. Week one against the Bears.
That was more curiosity than it was excitement.
Even Aaron Rodgers' first start as a Packer.
And nervousness, too, because of what we had known about the offseason prior for Jordan Love and the lack of excitement that we felt from the beat writers. Like, there wasn't a ton of certainty of he's going to be the guy. He showed that he could be a guy that became a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, and again, within his first three starts, even with Aaron Rodgers, he showed he was good. But Mizorowski is must.
I'm just searching
TV.
Right now.
Like, hang on.
I want to make sure we're not overselling.
No.
I know we're not overselling, but I want to see what's the closest. Like, is there a freshman that came into Marquette or Wisconsin?
Nope.
Because none of them have been top five players in the country.
If Tyler Hero would have came to Wisconsin, a lot of people probably would have been hyped to see him.
Now we're talking about ifs.
So yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm telling y'all, this is the biggest debut I have seen. And before, if you would have asked me, is this the biggest debut in Wisconsin before he went?
What about
no.
The olds? The olds got to help us out here. 800-997.
Kareem, that's not a great way.
What about Graham Hurst?
No, I love the olds.
Where's Homer at? The Kareem.
That's immediately what I thought of. Like, maybe like, Kareem. What did the 1982 Brewers team?
Maybe Gary Shedfield, maybe being a debut that you wanted to see, but
you don't like the olds?
Problems. That's the fact.
No, I like the olds. Yeah. I don't like calling them the olds.
Why not? That's true.
It's true. You can call. All right, anybody who's going to be an up-and-coming radio person, if you're listening to this and I'm still on the air, you can call me an old.
Yeah, like, if I'm 70, I'm old.
Yeah, Homer's that. Yeah, he's an old.
He's an old guy.
Well, you could call Homer an old. I don't have a problem with
he's
that.
He's a goodie, but he's oldie.
But we also have listeners who are olds, and that's great. I want the olds to educate us on things we might be missing so we're not just talking about Jacob Mizorowski.
You're only as old as you feel.
No, it is. No, that's not true. Not true at all. You can fall
Andrew
over any
Bogut.
Day. No, Glenn
Robinson.
Bogut's real.
See, now Big Dog, I would say Big Dog probably, we're too young for Big Dog, but I think Kareem probably had the excitement because the Milwaukee Bucks were a fresh organization at that time. I think it was the first year. That's when we won the coin toss over the Suns.
I'm also seeing a Ron Dane, but like, was it a freshman year Like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, what debut in Wisconsin is bigger than Jacob Mizorowski?
Yeah, we wanted to see the Kansas list. Cannon.
Oh, that's a good one,
dude. The Illinois game was electric.
He did not disappoint. He did not disappoint. He disappointed after.
Yes, he did.
I think he was like 21 of 23, five touchdowns, no interceptions.
I thought we were winning national championship.
That's a really good one, Kyle.
See, that's what I'm saying. I don't want us to just like. Forget about history.
No, that
we're,
was good.
We're young.
That was good.
We need the old.
I mean, Sal Frelick's debut was super exciting.
Shut up.
It was. I was there.
He was amazing.
He caught a ball in the outfield. He hit a home
run.
Oh,
a run. Yeah.
Who?
From Ann.
What do you got here, Ann?
The Minister of Defense.
Reggie.
Oh, yeah. I bet you that debut was excitement. Yeah. I was, again, too young to know what the.
I was not.
But, again, here's the hard part about this comparison is Reggie White as – amazing as he was throwing people aside and getting to the quarterback, it's not something that you can replicate every play. Mm-hmm. The ball is in the pitcher's hand, and he's in control of the game for that half inning that he's out there, and you're seeing him – like, that's the thing. That's why it's hard to compare. That's why, like, you go quarterbacks because they have the ball in their hands. I'm struggling here to think of anybody in their debut that has commanded this much attention and – and not only the because I keep saying the word debut, he's three starts in. And he's giving up three hits.
Yeah.
Three hits, and what is it? He's 16 innings?
Five and six?
Wow.
Yep. 16 innings, three hits, two earned
two
runs.
Two singles and a home run, right?
Three hits today.
Gotcha.
Or am I crazy now? No. Three hits because it was a walk and a home run. So, yeah, I guess four hits.
Regardless,
you get my point.
It's just impressive, and I'm standing on it. For me, in my sports history here in Wisconsin, this has been the biggest debut. And Ben Sheets was electric.
He's a dog.
The Slim Reaper debut,
and so
that's from Jay.
But I'm telling you, if Ben Sheets was throwing like Mizorowski, I that would have been.
He's calling Mizorowski the Slim Reaper.
Our guy Luis mentions Ben Sheets as well.
I love me some Ben Sheets. But, no, this is impressive. And to come through the way that he did and deliver the way that he did, I'm telling y'all, I can't wait to just see him every time he's on the mound. I love watching the highlights.
Yeah, and now I'm already thinking, how have I not been to one of his starts?
Well,
you had to work today.
That is true.
And the other time was that Thursday.
One time was in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And then the debut against the Cardinals was a Tuesday, I believe. Couldn't miss Are You Smarter Than Ben Brown.
Thursday.
Another pitcher who had a debut that a lot of people were looking forward to. It didn't sell out, but it was a lot of people there because San Francisco came to town. Barry Bonds was on the hunt, I think, for his 700-whatever home run. Yovani Guerrero's debut for the Brewers, that was one. But a lot of that had to do with Barry Bonds.
Yeah,
he was probably the most highly
touted. And that's the thing. The cool part about today was Paul Skeens was the other pitcher, and he gave up 4 earned runs in the second inning.
He's not even the story of the day.
Yep. The best pitcher in – one of the best top 2 pitchers in baseball. I'd say he's probably the best based off of – I guess Yamamoto might be the AL leader in Cy Young right now. I've seen Yamamoto pitch. I watch a lot of late-night baseball. He does not command the television like the way that Jacob Mizrowski is able to pitch 100-plus, use that slider, fan guys, make him look stupid. Again, if when you get a chance, we're going to play highlights from the Brewers Radio Network. But if when you get your chance, go to see the pitching from the highlights that the Brewers have put out on social media, because it's worth watching just to see the reactions of the batters of the other team look in disbelief, like, what is this thing? Yeah. What is this guy?
It is. I'm going to tell you this right now. If you go to Brewers.com, shout out to Adam McAlvey. He's talking about the Brewers say the reaction to – this matchup between the Miz and Skeens is phenomenal. It's remarkable. They got fans who are coming in town excited to see this matchup. Jerseys. Look at this. Mizrowski jerseys already. Like, this is
– he changed his number.
He did change his number. Thank goodness he did it right away. This is –
Don't change it again, because you're going to get a lot of money on jersey sales.
And fans are saying, when I found out he's going to pitch, I had to go see him. I had to go see him. So I'm telling y'all this right now. This is a big
– Skeens had something to do with building this up.
Versus somebody else, it ain't a sellout.
But that's what I'm saying. Skeens, to me, had something of building up the attendance for today. But now I feel like the attendance numbers will continue to stay where they're at based off now just Jacob Mizrowski.
Want to see him pitch?
Jacob Mizrowski's line has changed at Potawatomi Sportsbook for Rookie of the Year.
Minus 2,000.
Oh, it's not that much, but minus 129.
What was it before?
It was plus 125, I think.
If he comes in and wins NL Rookie of the Year, that's crazy.
I mean, he's a big time favorite now.
Who's the next closest?
Yeah. Drake Baldwin, Madison native,
of the
Atlanta Braves.
The Braves, yeah.
Catcher?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I guess Kelnick was the last Wisconsin guy for the Braves that didn't go well.
He very quickly told me he was not a catcher. And he is a catcher.
Yeah, Drake Baldwin. I haven't watched a lot of the Braves because they've sucked.
Cool. Yeah, they've been very underwhelming this year.
No, they're really good the last 10. They got Acuna back, and they're good again. Now we're getting too deep. Stay with Jacob. We're on Jacob.
Sal Frelick will have more RBI or runs scored than Ronald Acuna. That's my prediction.
There it is. I like that. You can do what you want to do.
Yeah, why did that matter right now?
Because I made a bet with Josh DiMaggio about that.
Okay, I just needed some context.
Yeah,
there.
That's fair. That's fair. That's good point by you.
I know you love Sal Frelick, and I think our audience is starting to learn that too. But that was a Strofe is getting nervous for the first pitch that's coming at the Lakeshore Chinooks game.
Well, Mizrowski outduels.
Players are out there
stretching
right now, guys. I'm getting nervous.
Why are you getting nervous? Oh, wow.
Because you got to remember that people that do this every single day are going to have eyes on me.
Yes! The pressure! The pressure is mounting. The pressure is mounting for one Alex Strofe.
What time do you think they're going to get here? The game starts in 2 hours.
That's the Rockers. The visiting team.
Yeah. I mean, you got to drive from Green Bay. The game starts in 2 hours.
That's true.
You really never played sports, did you?
Not.
The team's here 2 hours before the game. My goodness. Wow. What is he going to get here at first pitch?
Gabe Neitzel calls me out. He says, you call yourself a seamhead, and he's completely right. I am such a fraud. How could I forget about Scooble?
Oh, yeah, he's good.
Yeah, pretty good.
Big not just good, he's unbelievable.
He's great, yeah.
Best pitcher in baseball.
And I got nervous because when I said Yamamoto, my guy Will did not hit the ding, ding, ding. How come you didn't jump in and say you're an idiot, Ben? That's what we got to learn as the producer. You can jump in and call me stupid.
You also said he was the opponent pitcher in the AL, and he's in the NL.
Jeez.
Sorry. I really hung you out.
Bad
on
segment.
Yeah, that's
tough one.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't want to interrupt. Where did he come from?
Fake seamhead.
Japan?
No, he's not Japanese.
Yamamoto?
No, the Scooble. The guy for the Tigers.
Tariq Scooble?
Yeah.
No,
he grew up in Hayward, California.
I mean, like, where he just came out of nowhere, I feel like.
No, he's a competitor. I freaking love his fire. he threw at Zach Neto, and now I'm getting
too deep.
I'm trying to make up the
I think it's a good idea to take a break.
He's trying to make up for the fact that you forgot about him.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Gabe Neitzel coming back from American
Japanese.
Family Field watching Jacob Mizorowski. I knew that. More next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
You should be happy Pac-Man Jones has had this on his headphones, or he definitely would have pulled up on you.
I think Pac-Man's lucky I didn't have this on my headphones.
Oh, are you right?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
3-2 pitch, and he got him looking with a slider. Jacob Mizorowski, his 8th strikeout of this game. And about as fired up as you'll see him running back into that first base dugout.
Go ahead and trot, boy. Trot, boy.
That's what I was talking about. His little goofy trot to the dugout with those lengthy arms and that weird body. I don't care how he moves or runs or his body type reminds me of Strofe, but he can do a hell of a lot better athletically than Strofe can ever do.
Well,
because we are here at Capco Park in Mequon, right off the lake. The wind's blowing in, which will give a little extra cheese for Alex Strofe.
Cheese.
We do have word from the promotions team of the Lakeshore Chinooks that Kyle Wallace, who's warming up his right arm, will be throwing out a first pitch before Alex Strofe. And then the main event, Alex Strofe is after him, and I will be doing the catching.
Yeah, the opening act is going to start.
Do you guys want to have a bet with each other here of who's going to throw better?
It'll be me.
Lunch?
Sure.
Yeah. We'll have video of both.
So hold on. How do we dictate this? Is it speed? Is it accuracy? What are we going on?
I would say speed and accuracy.
Speed and accuracy. Yeah. I mean, you'll know.
How much percentage are you putting into this first pitch?
What do you mean percentage of what?
How hard you can throw.
How much percentage are you putting in this first pitch?
Well, like,
not a real question.
I'm putting in 100%. I'm going to throw the baseball as hard as I can.
Yeah, I
then you better hit the middle because then you're going to hold
lunch. I better get lucky.
Jeff Ed says you're going to pitch to the backstop.
Now, when I
not with this catcher.
You know what would be funny?
You know, I'm going to put my chest in front of it just because
you know
naturally
funny?
I'm not going to have a chest protector.
Is as I wind up, you get up and run away. That would be very funny.
I'm not doing that.
Now, thank you. I appreciate
now,
that.
When I throw it, am I allowed, what am I doing? Am I doing this right here?
Oh,
no.
You're pitching like a pitcher.
So am I going?
You're on the mound. You can either do a full windup or out of the stretch.
I'll probably do
who throws a better first pitch today, Kyle Wallace or Alex Strofe? 800-990-3776.
See, I'll probably be a little too
They're standing up on YouTube
I'll be
practicing.
I'm ready.
I would be too
No, you're not. The way you're releasing your hand.
My leg will follow.
That looked bad.
I'm nervous about both.
My
you
leg
guys.
Will follow through the chairs there.
All right, he's in a windup,
and then I can't really do it. But I'm good. I'll be all right. I just got to figure out the accuracy.
Don't fall, Kyle.
I'm not a pitcher. I was an outfielder, so I'm used to hopping and moving, you know, having a little momentum when I throw, right? You catch it, and then you go. I'm not used to it.
Yeah, you're not playing right field, brother.
I know. That's what I'm used to doing. You throw it up to me, I catch it, and I'll rocket it to Ben. But now
you know where they put the worst player.
Right, I was in the, right I was field. In infield too. Don't play with me.
Well, right field's different in the bigger leagues.
Oh, big time. Big time
but,
different.
You know, growing up in little leagues.
Well, the Brewers' best player plays in right field.
Of course.
Yeah.
So, Frelick. Now, Will, with the competition now, I kind of feel like we should allow 5 warm-up tosses. I don't know.
It's no.
See, if you give me a warm-up, it's a wrap. I'm going to tell you this now. If you give me a
warm-up,
it's a wrap. All right.
To make it fair – no warm-ups no. Because if he's based off Strofe trembling right
he
now.
He said no, no warm-ups.
No,
no.
No, I mean, this was determined by me weeks ago that I'm not warming up.
Kyle's throwing a water bottle to one of our teammates right now. No. That you
this isn't warming up. It's not a baseball.
You're
going to
get disqualified.
You're going to tire out your arms.
You're going to owe him lunch just by trying to break the
based on
a water bottle?
Based on merit.
Yeah, it's about gamesmanship. I get it. I get what you're trying to do
I'm
here.
Trying to make sure. I'm 35 years old.
There are other ways to warm your shoulder up.
This man almost threw out his UCL.
I might need Tommy John after this.
That's
how much mustard I'm putting on this puppy. You might want a face mask.
I don't need a face mask for you. There is no Will. Do I need you're a
Will?
Will
you can
probably
catcher.
Catch the ball barehanded.
That's what I was thinking. you're not wrong. I think I'd be okay.
Oh
no,
man.
I'd break your fingers.
No, you wouldn't.
There's no way.
Will, What the hell, dude?
Will was a college catcher, and he knows your athletic abilities.
Will knows
physically,
I'm a stud.
In the human body, you would not be able to break a bone.
Yeah, that's true. You might make somebody's hand, my hand hurt a little bit, but not like for real. It's a hard.
Did Robin Yount play for the Lakeshore Chinooks?
No.
Why is his jersey retired?
Because they probably did a retirement day because to get fans here.
Yeah, we got some player. Look at this guy playing some bare hand catch.
Well, he's like lobbing it up.
I'm pretty sure that's a coach, man.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
He's also much tougher than me as I'm shivering and he's in shorts and a hoodie right now, looking like he's all tough.
I'm excited.
I like KBN at the ballpark. This is fun.
I'm excited.
Nook Nation is showing out for the Alex Drove, Kyle Wallace first pitch. Lunch on the line. Who will throw a strike?
Come on down. What, dollar hot dogs, you said?
Dollar dog night. It's Bark in the Park night. Tickets are still available. As far as I'm aware, unlimited dollar dog night. I think you can have as many as you want. So as long as you pay a dollar each for them. So dollar dog night here at Capco Park, as well as obviously there's plenty of beers.
Ainsley chimes in.
Beads.
Beads chimes in. He's so confident. He's Team El Strofe.
Sure, Beads.
Of course you are.
Sure.
That's the wrong side of history.
No, it's not. It's going to be the right side of history.
I'm not worried about it.
Here's my prediction. After the Brewers just won 4-2, won 2 out of 3 from the Pirates, and Jacob Mizorowski threw 21 pitches, 100 miles per hour plus, Strofe is going to do the thing where he's so amped up trying to be somebody, like, you know, when we all had our heroes and we go in the front yard and try and recreate how
I was you.
Oh, God, that sucks.
I'm just kidding.
You know what?
I was too old.
So if you have the advantage, you get to see what I do.
I was.
I guess there's more pressure, too.
I was Kevin Durant, I think.
What?
Probably in the driveway.
Apparently, Yount used to own the Lakeshore Chinook.
Oh, There you have it. There you have it.
God,
I was curious why his jersey was retired here.
That makes
sense. See, I want to go play some catch with the boys.
I want to play catch too, but I can't throw a ball.
We need you guys.
Oh, yeah,
to take
that's
some
great.
Batting practice too, or something like that.
Oh no, I know.
I think they're saving
hit.
That for the semi pros.
No. If a base, I would
collegiate
just stand
players.
There. My hand-eye coordination with a baseball bat is terrible.
And in the Northwoods, I think they use
wooden bats.
That's correct. Yep. And so I don't want to take BP with a wooden bat, even though it's like we went from 95 and humid.
In fear that it'll like hurt your hand?
I'd be fine. I just don't want a stinger right now because I'm already shaking off the lake effect here with the wind.
For those not familiar, this is a collegiate wooden bat league. So these are players from all over the country, typically Division I, some Division II, and some Division III colleges from all over the country. They come to various areas in Minnesota, Michigan,
gonna be
Illinois,
scouts here?
And Wisconsin, potentially.
Yeah.
All these players stay with host families in the area, so shout out to all the host families. Sometimes they stay in the dorms, but a lot of host families step up and like host these players. And then, yeah, it's a wooden bat college league, so these are players. This is how they spend their summers all over the country.
Look at this Green Bay Rockers alum giving all the details to KVN Nation of where we are and why we're here and for the Alex Drove first pitch. Are you okay with going first, knowing that?
No, I'm okay with going first.
If you put it anywhere near the zone, you win.
I'm an athlete, so like –
If
I'm
he completely botches it, should I just sail it in? No, I can't.
No, you can't do that.
No, you've already said that you were
going to. You already said you're going, as you would say, what percentage are you doing this?
110.
Okay.
I want Tommy John after this.
I love how he is not locked in a strategy yet. He's still trying to decide how he's going to approach it.
No, I know how I'm going to approach it.
Well, what type of shoes should I get?
Going home?
Yeah, I'm going to run home and actually get some comfortable clothes on. I don't really like what I have on.
Want to bring me a hoodie?
Yeah, potentially. No, competition. No.
You got to buy some Nook Nation gear.
That's fine.
Will, give us your former D3 Concordia University breakdown of the first pitches of Alex Roff and Kyle Wallace.
It's a clay mound, fellas, so it might be a little more slick than normal dirt, so I'd recommend some sort of athletic shoes, not like flat
spikes?
Shoes.
Should I wear spikes? You know I got some cleats in the car.
If you have spikes, that'd be awesome.
Because, for what purpose?
Because I'm an athlete, and you never know
but
when you can play
spikes.
Spikes
for a first pitch is such a loser move.
You're 35 years old. What are you wearing spikes for?
I have a bag in my car of football gloves and spikes. Football cleats, just in case. You know,
when's the last time you wore them?
It's been a while. It's been a while.
What do you mean by 5 years?
It's been some years. But yeah, it's been some while. Well, I got them. Never know. We got to do some DB drill, so you know.
Yeah, you do. You never have to do one.
That's true.
You never get to work, and Craig Karmazin's like, hey, Kyle, backpedal, go.
That's very Unfortunately, very true.
You can go in your home where I'm sure it's nice and warm for you, as I know you're in shorts right now, a little chilly.
Yeah, when I get back to the crib to change clothes to get ready to throw out this first pitch live from the Lakeshore Chinooks game tonight, I'm going to feel extra cozy in my house because of the windows that I got with Universal Windows Direct. If you are at home thinking about making an upgrade, thinking about making a change, thinking about those summer projects, look no further with those windows than my good friends at Universal Windows Direct. When they come to your house and do the consultation, they educate you on everything you need to know. They don't try to upsell you. They don't try to pressure you. They just give you the information you need to know and tell you about the great windows and the great deal that they have, just like the deal they have going on right now where you can get payments as low as $99 per month or no payments and no interest for an entire year. That gives you a full year to enjoy the comfort, savings, and the curb appeal before you ever make a single payment. So if you're feeling those summer cooling costs creeping up, or you're just ready to give your home a fresh look, don't wait. Give my friends at Universal Windows Direct a call at 414-410-2000. 414-410-2000. Or go to UniversalWindowsDirect.com. And like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
The NBA draft is tonight, believe it or not.
Wow.
With the Bucks making a move significant enough to help this roster. Yay or nay? Next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
I put my card in, I pump. When it clicks, I pull it out, I put it away, and I move on to my life.
That's what she said. Thanks you. Thanks so much, Ulti.
She pumps and moves on with her life.
Take it out, put it in, moves
That's
on with
her
life.
That's what she said.
Come on, Kyle. Keep up. That's Packers Hall of Famer. That was one of my better ones, and he's confused.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Make sure you check out the Princeton Club of New Berlin for your better tomorrow. You can have that strong body, your strong mind, and help have strong community. Everything that I see at the Princeton Club when I go there makes me feel like I'm at the right place. The equipment's great. The health club is clean. They have a pool in the summer for you to take your kids to. They have free childcare with the membership. They're open 24/7. Personal training, workout classes, great weights and cardio equipment. It's always the cream of the crop. It's the best. And you don't have to look around and think, am I at the best place? Because you know you're at the best place. So join the Princeton Club for a better tomorrow. We are live from Capco Park in Mequon. The boys were just practicing their first pitches during the break. Kyle Wallace and Alex Stroff are throwing out the first pitch. I'll be their catcher.
That's crazy.
I love that
that's
so
the
much.
Worst, that's the
that's
worst
probably the worst part for Strope.
Yes, that's the worst
is
part.
That I'm going to be the one you're throwing.
You're going to be grinning back there.
I'm going to be smiling ear to ear. And you're.
Are you going
to
wear a mask?
No, I don't need one.
Are you going to give him a sign?
He's erratic.
He'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
All right, you're getting married.
It's only
I'm
one
trying
pitch.
To protect you. Wednesday nights are your bad. Bad
but
things happen
thing.
To you on Wednesday. I'm just telling you.
I know we're not the only two first pitches tonight.
Wait, who else is throwing out a first pitch?
I believe it's a partner of theirs. Yeah. I don't know.
They don't have the same cachet as us.
So is Ben catching all
no,
of the
No, I'm just
first
catching
pitches?
You guys.
So you're
we'll work with the promotions team.
Yeah, right. We'll figure that out.
The NBA draft is tonight. Weird. It's just weird because it's just like, all right, sit around, hope something happens.
Right?
Like this is like the least amount of juice I've had for an NBA draft as it comes to the Milwaukee Bucks. And I know there's been a lot of times where they haven't had picks, but like, are we sitting and waiting to see if they buy their way into the first round, which would be nearly impossible with the lack of assets that they have already?
Yeah. I mean, listen, the Milwaukee Bucks, they got to figure something out.
But they need to get younger.
And I see all these moves being made. At the end of the day, I don't know about y'all, but listen, John Horst, I need you to listen up, and I need you to listen good.
Okay.
I know that Damian Lillard is out, but more than likely, Damian Lillard may not play another game as a Milwaukee Buck. They may move on from Dame at some point after he heals
from
this
injury. Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked.
When he heals from this injury. So at this point, I need to see you deliver something this offseason that delivers the Milwaukee Bucks a 6 seed or higher.
Yeah, but
the
what is Bucks, that, Kyle?
That's what he gets paid a lot of money to do. He got an extension. And so for me, when I look at this, I do not expect this team to be a 1 seed, but I expect them to still be very competitive this year, and I expect John Horst to build a good organization around Giannis.
Putting him on high alert, like play-in team is, and you think he's got to go?
If the Milwaukee Bucks are in the play-in this season, upcoming season, fire John Horst. Period. Because John Horst ain't the one then. We know he ain't the one. He's had his chance. Les, you gave us a championship. Thank you. We appreciate that. But you know what? What have you done for me lately? Ariana Grande said, thank you. Next. Yeah, that's what I'm saying to John Horst.
It's not like a crazy thought. I know the extension happened because look what the Nuggets just did at the end
of the season. I was about to say, I think Kyle is awfully hard on John Horst a lot, right? And that you would agree with that too, right?
Yeah,
you are
hard
on him.
I'm appreciative of what he was able to bring.
In your defense, you're hard on him because you have one of the, best two players in the world?
You have one of the greatest players of all time on your team.
And that window's only open, or that championship window is only open for so long. So actually, for once in my life when it comes to John Horst, I agree with Kyle.
Mm.
A play-in year, if you were in the play-in tournament, that's an abject failure considering how open the Eastern Conference is now with no Jason Tatum to worry about, with no Tyrese Halliburton
mm-hmm.
to worry about, right? Orlando, New York, Cleveland, yeah, good teams. But who says the Bucks shouldn't be the fourth or fifth best team in the Eastern Conference?
Yeah, when you look at the Boston Celtics who are moving on, they're going to reconfigure and they're doing a good job. I mean, they're going to be some ups and downs they're going to have to go through in Boston.
I'm not asking the Bucks to win 60 games. It's too hard for me to say to be
the fourth or fifth best team when they're built to be what they are right now, which is
the fourth or fifth best team.
No, they're not.
They have the best player in the Eastern Conference.
I get that, but that only takes you so far. The way the NBA is right now, the way these teams have been successful.
For sure. It's not the super team era anymore.
It's depth, and the Milwaukee Bucks are the furthest team from having depth.
Good depth.
That's the problem. We got to trade. For
depth. There's no such thing as bad depth. Depth means good depth.
Well, legitimate depth.
The problem is the Milwaukee Bucks haven't been building depth that they can rely on for a long period of time. They keep getting these one-year rentals and keep turning them
over. Can I ask a dumb question? And maybe you guys don't have the answer to this. So Pat Connaughton opts in to his player option.
$9.5 million.
Is there any way to offload that?
Yeah.
Is there a way to offload that tonight where you trade a second-round pick and Pat Connaughton to move up tonight?
Yeah, he's an aspiring contract. I think somebody could probably do that.
But the hard part is a team that you would trade Pat Connaughton to likely – like it's a slim group of teams.
There might be some teams.
I'm just trying to think.
Teams picking early aren't going to want to have that guy.
Well, I'm thinking teams –
and they're not going to give up that pick for what the Bucks have to offer.
Sure.
So you'd really have to find the right team, match the salary of a player, because that's the hard part of a trade.
What's happening?
We got goodies.
Yeah. Get off the stream. We got to show these. Give me large.
I got five left. If any of them are too small,
they'll be great. Thank you so much.
Oh. Yeah, Nook Nation. Do you got one of those hoodies? Those are sick.
He can't listen. He wants some. He wants more.
We're just cold.
All right, unveiling. All right, air. What
got
is
a little
this?
Nook Nation jersey for all our first pitch.
Yeah, first catch.
First catch for Benny.
This is the first catch. This is the first time you've had a guest first catcher. I'm gonna have to frame it with the two people I'm working with here. Kyle Wallace and Alex Droff have a lunch bet on this.
Yeah.
Based off the view of these two individuals that you may not know anything about.
Let me take my
your name again.
Harrison.
Wait. You've seen what Harrison?
Combine.
Combine. Harrison sees Alex Droff combine video.
Yeah.
Who do you think throws out the better first pitch? Kyle or Alex?
Yes, faith in Alex. Yes, you do, Harrison.
Are you kidding me? After seeing what he did?
After you saw what he did?
I didn't throw in the combine. I like a good underdog story. Who doesn't love a good underdog story?
My question to you, Harrison, is can you show the team of the Lakeshore Chinooks the Alex Droff three-cone combine video for me?
Yes.
I want to make sure that they know what's going to be on the mound tonight
That's understandable.
Ooh, collegiate and major league scouts here to
Jacob,
see Stroh.
Jacob Mizorowski, who?
This
Alex
this
Stroh,
would, this
baby.
Would be,
that's the future of the
MLB. This would be bigger than the rookie. The movie with Dennis Quaid.
He had some heat on that thing.
Yes, you're going to have Tommy John after today. He made it to the major leagues.
I might have Tommy John after today. That might be true. How do I look? Do I look like I fit in?
No, you never look like you fit in.
Okay, I thought I looked good in the jersey.
Can I play catch with the boys? Would they let me play catch after the show?
They're getting ready for a game. This isn't play time.
But, like, I'm a motivational guy.
Yeah, you played Division I athletics.
Yeah, I'll make sure these guys are ready to go.
Yeah, no doubt.
Won't let me.
Pointers? Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm a seam head.
Coach Brust. I'm a seam head.
Pitch grips, right. No. All pitch grips, right. No.
Go to break.
Being a seam head makes
no,
you
this is fun, Strofe. Our audience gets to
I'm nervous.
You're nervous, so you're saying go to break.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
And you haven't – now you have two people that are on your side thinking that you're going to do better than Kyle.
Well,
and that's bad because I know Kyle's a competitor, and competitors usually show up against non-competitors, and you're a non-competitor.
Yeah. I'm
non-athlete.
People have pity. Go ahead, put the jacket on,
I'm
man.
So cold.
Cold behind.
We'll be back with maybe Homer. Maybe wrap up the show with more Miz next.
This is Kyle Brust and Nortman.
Oh, wow. Is it north?
Spread Eagle is way north. Way north.
Man, stop. You're doing the thing where you don't know what you're doing.
No, it is, though.
We don't know where up north is.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. An app. Radio legend.
I don't care. I wanted to talk to Brett Musburger. That was for my own personal benefit. I hope other people enjoyed it, but I wish I was Brett Musburger. How about that?
Voice of Marquette basketball.
Joplin to the basket. Oh, wow. He dunks it. Hammer time.
And owner of the most famous catchphrase, at least in this building.
Oh, baby, that's sweet.
It's time for Uncle Homer on Kyle Brust and Nortman.
What a perfect time to have Homer on Kyle Brust and Nortman before the Homer Hour. Homer, we were discussing the debut and these three starts from Jacob Mizorowski. When's the last time there's been this much excitement over a young player in the state of Wisconsin?
I can't remember. I don't. I don't. To me, it's always Dwayne Wade. But
wait, his debut?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like even early as a freshman?
Because he had to sit out his freshman year, right?
Right. But once he started playing, immediately. I was so encouraged. I told everybody to watch him play. And then they went to the Great Alaska Shootout after a couple of games. And then it was like watching the Beatles in Liverpool. And Coach Crean called me in and was irritated. And he said, "You've got to cut it out." And I didn't know what he's talking about. I said, "Cut it out." I mean, actually, when he called me into the office, I assumed I was going to get fired. But that's kind of what
you
thought. Oh, yes, yes. He ran the school. I said, "Well, I don't know what I'm doing." He said, "You just got to stop. It's out of control." I said, "I don't know what I'm doing." He said, I knew he didn't listen to the show. But he said, "You just keep talking about how great Dwayne Wade is. You're just adding more pressure to him." I said, "Really? That's why I'm here?" He goes, "Yeah, you got to tone it out." I said, "Coach, I'm only going to tell you one thing. He's the best college player I've ever seen, and it's not close."
Wow.
And he walked.
Did you tone it down?
He walked. Hell no. He walked back and forth and then goes, "Okay, I got to go." So I didn't change anything.
So what's the anticipation nationwide or even in Milwaukee for Dwayne Wade's debut as high?
No, of course not. It wasn't even for me. I didn't know it was that good until I saw him play. But I don't. You know, it depends on if you're a sports fan. The first time Brett Favre went out on the field and had that amazing comeback, then yeah. But in terms of – and then like other Brewer players from, I don't know, Prince Fielder seems like one to me, or maybe it was Ryan Braun.
Yeah.
I don't think – I mean, this is – everybody should go to every game he pitches.
I agree.
I agree.
It's amazing. And I don't know how long it'll last. I don't know how good he's going to be. But right now, in this game today, and part of it is because the Pirates are just horrible. They stink like a bad Babe Ruth team. They got a guy playing center field who last night could have crawled faster to first base and on a double play. And he was out there playing
What's crazy is he has the hardest hit ball in the StatCast era, O'Neill Cruz.
Yes.
Really?
I don't.
120
if he played
plus
for the Brewers,
hour,
he would have been benched for at least two games.
Well, yeah, I mean they stink, but like let's also
anyway,
make mention
so,
that he did it against the Cardinals
and
the Twins, who are like legit.
Yeah, Twins stink too, kind of now. I don't know. I don't know if they're
kind
be good.
Of, but they still have like right. a legitimate batting order.
He, Miz, or whatever they call him, I call him Smoke. I want him to have little smoke things when he strikes somebody out. You just have smoke in the place. But anyway, he was the more impressive of the two pitchers today. And the other kid is really good too. But I can't wait to watch him more. I would go up and say, pitch a game in which you throw no faster than 92. I still think you're going to be really good.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm picking them to make the playoffs now. I told Jason Lilly this morning, I don't think they are. I think they'll be close. They're competitive. Everybody should be happy. No one thought they would be this good. But with that kid, he can be the difference.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's coincidence that in his three starts, he is 3-0. And obviously not every pitcher in every start, despite how good they are. Skeens is so dang good. I think he's 4-7 on the year from a record standpoint.
Well, but that's because Pittsburgh's horrible. They should be the University of Pittsburgh.
Agreed.
And they played horrible behind him today. The Brewers got those runs. They should have probably had half of what they got. The pitching coach had to come out, I think, just to say,
what's wrong with the fielders right
now? No, I think he went to the pitch and said, pitch, sorry, we suck. And then just leave.
No, so, here's my thing. Why would today change your mind versus...
Because I hadn't seen him pitch.
Because...
Oh.
Were you there?
Yes.
Oh, that changes
things. As a result of the kindness of people at Fourth Base, which is a crazy restaurant. But anyway, with Tom Pippins, they invited me, and we sat in the club level. We were close enough that you could see. There are only a certain number of seats in a ballpark where you can see the speed of the pitcher.
Because that's what I was going to ask you next, because sometimes you can watch on TV, see the movement a little bit better because of the view. In a baseball park, you might not be able to tell.
Not everywhere. Most places you can't. That's why everybody should get a seat behind home plate so that you can really see how tough it is to hit. Because it doesn't matter who it is, they throw it fast enough that you have to make your decision really quickly. No, he's elite right now. He's as good as there is in baseball right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long it'll last. At some point, they'll try to figure something out. But...
how do you figure out hitting 101 miles per hour?
It's not that the 101 is overrated because
it's this nasty slider cutter thing.
Yeah, it's his ability as a pitcher. The reason I say that is other guys pitch 98, 99. You'd have to ask hitters. I never got the feeling that it was mostly about how fast he threw. For example,
it's
I
the
remember
movement,
Dwight
Homer.
Gooden. That,
it's the, it, I mean, it's the fast. Movement, and it's where his arm is releasing but the ball. It's so close to the batter.
I would add one more thing to that, though, Benny, because I think it's about the control, right? That's why he was in the minors for as long as he was, because he couldn't get it under control. And I heard when he was called up, I heard Homer and Jerry Augustine talking about how that was his bugaboo.
Yes,
but through
command.
Three starts, he's been great in terms of command and location.
Yes, and that's the bugaboo for anybody who throws fast, but... I mean, I would defer to pitchers. I think it's the key isn't like he just, you know, was throwing so fast. There was one guy who I claim started swinging after it hit the catcher's glove, and it reminded me that we had a Babe Ruth coach where if you took a called third strike, there was a fine of like $1. So the pitcher caught the catcher, the ump goes strike, and then our batter swung at it.
Swung.
He almost hurt the catcher. So there was one batter like that, but it's just really impressive. I don't remember. I had to go back when Dwight Gooden first came out. There have been pitchers that threw so fast, but they threw faster than everybody else. While he's at 101 or 102, how many pitchers in the big leagues now throw 98, 99 relief pitchers? Yeah. So I don't know. You know, I don't think the 102 is as incredible as it sounds, though
Disagree.
It is the highest. But
Disagree.
for a hitter, it's the combination of all that he has. In addition to that, I think he would be just as good if his highest pitch was 99.
No, that's wrong. That's wrong. His movement at 102 is why it's so amazing.
What,
with
you don't
the command
think his
that we
movement
talk about.
At 99 is the exact same movement.
Yeah, but if you have miles per hour more plus the movement, that is what makes the difference of making him different than any pitcher who throws 99 that they've seen before. They're now seeing 102 that's
then
moving,
the key is
and
the
then
movement,
they don't
not
see
the
then they
you
don't see the 96.
You just agreed with me. The difference is the movement, not the
movement and
three.
The speed. You're acting like the speed makes no difference when it actually does. It shortens the amount of time that the batter has to react, which already is small, and plus the length of his arm and where he's releasing it makes it even tougher with that speed that he has with it. At close
again,
to
you
the,
brought
to
up
the
another
batter.
Reason other than the speed while saying this speed. No, I just
yes,
think the speed
it,
is
all, it's all-encompassing. We don't need to shrink his miles per hour to talk about yes. how great it is. There's multiple aspects that makes Mizorowski great.
All right,
point
fine.
Point 0.030 batting average against Jacob Mizorowski through three starts. 0.030
Powerful.
When's he pitch next? Amazing. What's the next big Brewer game? When's he pitch next? When's the next
can,
big
I
Brewer
can tell
game
you.
Probably
after that?
6 days from
that. After
I,
that?
I can, next Tuesday, I guarantee
I can
you.
Tell you, Brewers, fan graphs.
Homer, was that the most electric
chart.
Day game on a Wednesday you've probably ever been to in your life?
What do you mean that I've been to? Ever.
Ever. Period. End of sentence.
Ever.
It's big. It was bigger than opening day, Kyle.
Oh, watch out, Big Apple. 7-2, no. Jacob Mizorowski
watch
versus
out,
Griffin Canning.
There's somebody in the state bigger than the Packers. Don't know how long it'll last, but right now he's bigger
well
than the Packers.
Well said, Homer.
Homer Hour up next in 2 minutes. Come on by to the Mequon area. Capco Park, Alex Strofe, Kyle Walls throw out the first pitch of the Lakeshore Chinooks game. Homer Hour in 2 minutes.